Are you thankful for the Word of God? It took me a long time to figure out that as you preach, you're to preach with authority. And what I didn't recognize was that authority is the Word of God. Such a simple concept that went past me. But how wonderful it is that we can stand upon this God's holy Word and know, thus saith the Lord. Chapter number 2 of 1 Peter, chapter number 2. I want to read the first 5 verses of this chapter with you this morning. 1 Peter, chapter number 2. And notice these words. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank You this morning for Your Word. Lord, we ask today that You would cause it to go deep within our soul. Oh God, today I pray that You might enliven it, cause it to be heard in our heart. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please go ahead and be seated. What a tremendous picture we have here in this chapter. This sounds like a strange title, but I've entitled the message today, From a Garbage Heap Rises a Haven. From a heap to a haven. Notice in verse number 1, he says, Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. He says, putting those aside. What a vivid picture God gives us here as He takes us from these to the place that He calls in verse number 5, lively stones. From newborn babes, as He speaks of in verse number 2, to a spiritual house. God has some things that have changed for you and for me. And God wants these to be operative in our lives. As we think about this matter of being changed from guile to a lively stone, from being from a newborn babe to a spiritual house, I believe there are two words that really describe the situation, the transition. Notice verse number 2 where he says, as newborn babes, what? Desire the sincere milk of the Word. And then notice in verse number 4, to whom coming. Very significant here as we desire and as we come to Him. And God says that we then are as lively stones. Stones. It's an interesting concept. Somebody said to me, it's a good thing we're not stoning Peter this morning, or Stephen, because you might be elected. And I thought, amen. Lively stones. You and I are called not to be a dead rock, but to be a lively stone. By the way, it says a spiritual house. As we pile the stones together, they don't look like a whole lot. We spoke of it in our Sunday school time and talked about it as a memorial. But we also know that God says we are lively stones. That which has life. A spiritual house. Speaking of many stones brought together. There are two significant roles in the Word of God when we think about stones. One is they are used for making buildings of dwelling. In this basement of this building, we would find stones, man-made stones. We call them cement rocks. There are houses in our town that they've taken rocks such as this and they've plastered them together and they've made a dwelling place out of that rock. Around our city, we can find buildings that have rock on the outside of them, perhaps something behind it. And yet they're used to make buildings in which we dwell. But we also find that stones in the Word of God were not only to make dwelling places, but they were also there as monuments. As we find here, as the stone heap that was brought out of the River Jordan and placed there at the city of Gilgal to remind them that God had allowed them and brought them across safely the Jordan River in the time of flooding. But we have these purposes for stones. They're lively stones. Consider with me, would you please, as you think about 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" You and I, we are dead like this rock. We have nothing of value unless the Spirit of God comes within and enlivens us. So we've been changed from that which just sets and that which has no purpose to that which is moving, that which is purposeful, that which has a reason in this world. We are lively stones, and there's reason for it. Back in the Old Testament, we find that God had them bring the stones together and build the temple for Solomon. And God dwelled among His people, and yet we find that that temple was later torn down. We find the temple of Herod in the time of Jesus. And yet Jesus said that one stone would not remain upon another. But there is the temple of the body in which you and I have the wonderful Spirit of God, if we're saved, dwelling within us. Jesus said concerning His body, "Destroy this body," or this temple. He said, "Destroy and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was not speaking of the temple of brick. He was speaking of His own self. So you and I, we are stones. We're lively stones. We are, as it describes here, a spiritual house. The questions that arise from this ought to be very obvious. What kind of dwelling place are you giving the Lord? What kind of dwelling place are you giving the Lord? As He comes to live within, what kind of abode is it? Is it that which is holy and useful for Him? Or is it that which is need of great repair and of much of God's influence in the life? What is the kind of dwelling place you're giving? Another question I might ask is, what kind of monument are you to the next generation? Thank God for these 35, 40 people who stood here this morning and God using them in the lives of other people. But all of us are called to be that kind of an individual. You and I have a purpose in the lives of others. The Bible says concerning us, "Ye are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart." God has called you and I as stones to be lively stones, to be that spiritual house built together for the purpose of what? Housing the Spirit of God, but also as a monument to those who are round about, that they might be able to read the wonderful sentences of God, that you and I carry forth that Word of God into the hearts and the lives of others. This is a stone, but it's also stones built together. I want us to notice what it says in verse number 5, if you would please. "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house." Notice here what he says, "and holy priesthood." What kind of stone are you? What is it that God wants out of your life and my life? And I notice here that we are called to be a holy priesthood. What is a priest? A priest is one who goes to God on behalf of another. A priest is one who is interceding for one on behalf of that person to Almighty God. A prophet, by the way, speaks for God to people, but a priest speaks to God for the people. And so you and I, we are to be priests. You and I, we are to be intercessors. As that rock in the lives of other individuals, we have the privilege and the opportunity to pray one for another. There ought to be in our lives that list of people whom we pray for daily. And we're asking God to do what needs to be done in their life. But may I also remind you that God doesn't call us just as a holy priesthood unto ourselves, but we are a spiritual house for the same purpose as we gather together in our group as a church that we might pray corporately for others. We're not only to pray individually, we are to pray corporately. To whom coming, he says in verse number 4, an holy priesthood. What is it that you and I must do? We must come unto the Lord. We must come in this realm of prayer, speaking to God on behalf of others. But not only are we a stone of prayer as we find ourselves, but we are also stones of service. Notice what it says in verse 5 again. And holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Service is sacrificing that which is for us for another. It is sacrificing ourselves for the purpose of another. We're to offer up spiritual sacrifices. In other words, you and I, we give up that which God has given to us, our life, our fortunes, we give it up that others might be able to have it. We are to serve in this matter in our families. We are to serve in this matter in our churches. We have this place where God wants you and I to sacrifice. To sacrifice that which belongs to us for the purpose of another. You see, God didn't call us just to come to this world to just enjoy everything. Now, there's joy. But that joy ought to be in serving others. In being that kind of spiritual sacrifice as we give ourselves into the life of other individuals. We live in a generation that is very conscious of self. We live in a time when people are selfish, self-centered. We live in a time when we want to consume it upon our own lusts. We live in a time what some people call the Burger King philosophy, have it your own way. We live in a time when we believe that everything ought to serve us. We live in a time in our churches far too often where we believe that our service to God is to give up an hour to come and to be fed by the preacher and we have served God. Oh, really? Service is sacrifice of self for the purpose of others. For the purpose of reaching out to them, reaching out to our families. I put a note in my notes here after my notes. What it is, it's in handwritten. When it's in handwritten, that means it's very hard to read. But I can see the first two words, real men. Real men are those who are in their families, not the kings of their castle, expecting everybody to bow down to them, to serve them and to bring unto them. But they are those who are there for the purpose of what? Seeing their family not only taken care of physically, but spiritually and mentally and emotionally. It's the purpose of moms and dads to work that in the lives of those about them. It's the purpose of individuals one to another. We are what? Born to serve, offer up spiritual sacrifices. Ladies and gentlemen, life as a Christian isn't about you. You can go to the mega churches and hear them tell you how it's all about you, but that's not the Word of God.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ, and it's about taking Him into the lives of other individuals. We have been brought into this world to give it up for Him. And by the way, when you give it up for Him, it's amazing what He does for you. We're to serve God in our families. We're to serve God in our churches. We're to serve Him and do those things that are so necessary to reaching others. But I want you to notice something this morning, because I find it to be the key to the entire text here today. Notice verse number 4. We are to be living stones. We're to be a built-up spiritual house. As that house, we are to, what? Serve the Lord in the matters of prayer. We are to be that kind of stone that is one of service. But notice something. If it is going to come about, there must be to whom coming. To whom coming. Here is the need of each of us as God's people. To whom coming. That little word coming is very significant. If you and I are ever going to get saved, we must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes at invitation we sing the song, "Come Home." We must come to Him. The prodigal was down in the foreign land. And what did he have to do? He had to come home. He had to take that path that he might come back to the Father. It's coming as a sinner in need of His saving grace. But there must be that coming. Coming to Him. But I fear something greatly, brethren. As God's people, we cry out to the lost to come to Christ, but we don't come to Him ourselves. We go days and sometimes weeks without coming to His side. We go through our lives doing this and doing that, and we are not lively stones. We become like dead rocks that sit in our chairs and never accomplish a thing. Because we don't come to Him. Oh, we come to other things. We get involved perhaps in our communities, but we don't come to Him. If God would grant me tonight, I want to preach on a subject that's a little bit political. The problem with America. It's not in the White House. It's in the church house. We want to point fingers, but we need to point them to where they belong. The problem isn't others, it's ourselves. Christians are notorious for wanting to blame other people for their problems. When it's us, we need to come to Him. Not only to get saved, but as saved people, that He might work in our lives. We use a big term for that sometimes, sanctification. It simply means as we come to Him, He sets us apart for His service. If we're going to be lively stones, rather than that deadbeat that sits in the chair and accomplishes nothing, that's the old rock. We need to allow Him into our lives as we come to Him. As we come to Him in our Bibles. And we read of His marvelous works. You know, I hate to think this, but I know from experience that when you gather a group of Christians like this together, many have brought their Bible, and it's the first time they touched it since the last time they came to church. What do we call an individual that only lets somebody else feed them? A baby. A baby. And we become stymied in our work for the Lord because we don't take in. If I'm going to feed, I must first of all have fed. If I'm going to give forth the Word of God, I must first of all take it in. I must come unto Him. And we often fail in this. We must speak with our Lord. We must have that communion with Him. And far too often we don't. We come to church and everybody thinks everything is okay. But if you blush this morning from what I said then, and everybody saw it, I wonder how red this room might be. Coming to Him. If we're going to be lively, it's because He's the one that's got to carry us. That stone is not going to do anything until one greater carries it. Amen? It's not going to accomplish anything and become lively until one picks it up. And we must come to Him. You see, the Lord has left you and I with a free will. Unlike this rock that could not get out of its place, you and I have a free will to come to Christ that He might carry us. And the reason we're not in that place of prayer, and the reason that we're not in that place of service, is because we haven't come to Him. And oftentimes we get in those places of service and we're ineffective because we're carrying ourselves and we're no longer lively. We're dead stones. And sometimes we get out of sorts with God's people and we think everything's their fault, when we must need each other too. A spiritual house that we might reach out in these matters. I need you, you need me. You need each other. And like the Word of God, sometimes we think, oh, I don't need to come, when we do. Coming unto Him. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. Come unto Him. He is the one who makes us lively stones. A spiritual house. That which can bring us to the place of priesthood. He can... the one who can bring us to the place of spiritual sacrifices, giving of ourself. Lord God, today work in our hearts. Lord God, today help us understand that we need to come to You. Lord, we run to this and that and the other, but we don't come to You. We take our concerns and our problems and all sorts of things. We run here and there with them. But we need to bring it to You. We cast our life in things that are for our own pleasure. When we need to be making spiritual sacrifice. Allowing You to live in us, to make real life. Not just an old rock that sits in a chair. God, I pray You help us to realize the truth presented here today. Oh God, enliven in hearts. Work in our midst. No doubt there are some here today who need Christ as their Savior. They need to come to You. No doubt there are some here this morning who they know You.
but they've been living their own life, and they need to come to You, allowing You to work and to move and make them lively stones. That which is habitable by the Spirit of God in its fullness, and that which is a monument to those who are round about, they might see God in us. Lord, bless in these moments, I pray in Jesus' name.